I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Damage estimates from the floods in Pakistan are coming in at close to $35 billion. As the country tries to pick up the pieces, the prime minister says he shouldn't have to beg wealthier nations to help. Bill with AMG International says they're providing emergency kits for affected people.
These kits will include powdered milk, some medicine for fever and cough, as there's lots of illnesses going around now because of the result of the standing water, some water, fresh water, and then also some tablets to help purify water, depending on the area and depending on how the needs there, a pot to be able to boil water in, just some small kitchen items just to be able to kind of help them sustain.
In these kits, AMG will also include some Christian literature in Urdu. A local network of churches will distribute them. Pray for gospel opportunities. And while Islam and Christianity share monotheism and an Abrahamic background, they have significant differences in belief and practice. When Muslims in the Middle East become Christians, they have a lot to learn. However, most materials written in the West don't understand the Muslim context that people are leaving. Dr. Hormoz Shariat with Iran Alive Ministries says,
discipleship is lacking greatly. Even the basic discipleship of how do you study your Bible? How do you pray? How do you walk with the Spirit? How do you share your faith with others? So even the basics are missing right now.
Shariat says Iranian Christians need more than just new teaching materials. They also need experienced believers to walk with them. God loves the people of Iran. Ask Him to strengthen the church there. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.